Get him.
Bummer.
Yep, get in there.
Coming in close. Never done this before, so bear with me.
What was your reaction to being claimed by Winnipeg?
You know, there's a couple rumblings in there that I was going to get picked up by somebody to come to Winnipeg, a Canadian team, and I'm pretty happy.
And what about your role? What do you see yourself doing with this hockey?
You know what? I'm going to come in here. I'm going to try to be a physical presence, you know, get as many minutes as I can, not just be a guy that sits on the bench for 2-3 minutes, you know. Stick up for my teammates whenever it's necessary and go from there.
That sounds like it's right from the coach's mouth. Have you talked about it?
No, actually, I've yet to talk to him about anything. So.
Because he says he doesn't want a 2-3 minute guy sitting there waiting for something.
Yeah, well, in this new NHL that we got, I mean, it's kind of obsolete. So, I mean, nobody wants to be at that 2-3 minute player anyway. So.
Have you had to work on developing your game to be able to skate at this level, or is that something you've had?
I guess when I was younger and junior, I really had to work on my foot speed and everything, which it's come a long way. There's still some room for improvement, so we'll just keep on working on it one day at a time.
Any ties to this organization from management level or anybody you know along the way?
Not that I know of. No. From what I've been told, they've been watching me for a while. So.
You know any of the players?
Very briefly. I mean, I know Little, who had the same agent. Just Bogosian worked out with the same guy in Ottawa that I was in Toronto. So.
They make you feel comfortable on day one?
Yeah, it's been good. I mean, welcoming group and happy to be here.
You expect to play on Saturday?
You know what? Who knows? Just take it one day at a time. That's all I can do.
You played in the Spartan before. You know what it kind of know a little bit what it's like. I'm sure you've seen Winnipeg's got a reputation.
From what I've heard, I mean, it's just been ridiculously loud compared to what it used to be. I mean, when the Moose are here, it was a couple years ago, so don't really remember too vaguely. So.
Anthony, you still on cloud 11?
Slowly but surely, I'm coming off cloud 11, but you know, you got to be a pro with this and just take it one day at a time.
You were saying, I read it, that on the weekend you were a healthy scratch and now you're in the NHL.
Yeah, it's funny how things work, I guess.
What was the first phone call you made when you got the word?
Well, I tried calling both my parents. They didn't answer. My brother didn't answer, so I ended up calling my best friend from back home.
So. And the reaction?
He couldn't believe it at first. And then actually a couple hours later, my mom called me and said, hey, I just saw it on TSN on the ticker tape. I was like, well, I left about 5 voicemails on your answering machine. So.
You got to show her how to work the phone.
Yeah, got to tell her the password is on voicemail at home.
Anthony, do you think you made an impression on the management staff here because of the fact you beat up on a number of Moose players during your time?
There's been a couple, so I mean, people in the hockey world, it's a small world, everyone knows everything. So, I mean, I'm sure through the 4 years that I played pro that someone from this organization has seen me, obviously. So.